This is Pirate Nick along with Pirate Jimmy and Pirate RC, and we're here at the Egyptian Theatre in Hollywood, California for the 3rd annual Artivist Film Festival. And we just had a chance to sit down with the founder and executive producer of the festival, Dayaki Diaz. We sat down in the lobby, taking her away for a moment from the hectic schedule of running this festival, and talked with her for a few minutes. So here's that interview now.
All right, so we're here with Dayaki. Welcome. Thank you for taking some time with us.
Thank you for interviewing me, and thank you for coming to the 3rd annual Artivist Film Festival.
So tell us, how did you get started with the first annual? How did it come to be?
It really was just an inspiration that I had, and I went and I shared it with my partners, and I said, you know, I really want to start a film festival that addresses all social global issues. I didn't want it to be just about humanity or just about animals or just about the environment, because I cared about all of those issues equally. So it really became just an international possibility for all of these issues to have an arena.
Now, how do you, when you have that idea, how do you get started? How do you track down all of the filmmakers, all of the artists?
Well, I think once you decide you're going to do something, it's like that old analogy that you take your hat and you throw it over the fence, and now you have to figure out a way to get over that fence to get your hat. So I think that's what I did. I just kind of threw it over the fence that I'm going to do it, but I've never done it before, so now how am I going to do it? And that's actually a wonderful process. That's a wonderful human process when you're trying, because we all have that. We're all inventors. So it's trying to figure out, how do I make that happen? It's just such a fascinating thing. And basically the way we made it happen was we started to reach out to filmmakers. Well, how do you reach out to filmmakers? Well, you start asking questions. Well, you know, how do I get access to filmmakers? And then we learned that there's a couple of services that reach out to filmmakers, like withoutabox.com and filmfestivals.com. And I mean, there are ways out there to reach thousands of filmmakers. And once you decide that, okay, I need to get access to those thousands of filmmakers, then it just happens. You just begin to, you know, the more questions you ask, the more answers you get. So we started working with withoutabox.com to get films. We started working with film schools. We started sending out to filmmaker unions. And, I mean, just thinking out the box, just thinking, how do we get filmmakers to submit? And then, you know, this is our 3rd year, and this year we got 1,000 submissions, 1,000 films, and we screened 65.
So Fast Food Nation premiered here last night, had its red carpet premiere, and this is what would definitely be considered a major Hollywood film at this point. How did you get Fast Food Nation to do their premiere here? How did you acquire that?
It's called The Law of Attraction. I don't know if you've... Now I'm plugging The Secret, which is not a movie that we've shown at the festival, but it definitely has helped change my life. It's really just The Law of Attraction. You know, I think we've been doing this for 3 years. We're still a baby festival. But, you know, more and more people are beginning to learn about what it is that we do and what it is that we're about. And we reached out to Participant Productions, and we found out that they were doing Fast Food Nation. And we said, well, that's a film that we could show. And it was just really, people will say it's ironic, but it's not. It's the law of attraction. When you start putting it out there, these ideas, and other people with the same idea start picking up on you. So we literally got referred from Participant Productions to Fox Searchlight Pictures, who we pitched the idea to, and we wanted to bring them on board, and they said yes. So, but it was through Participant Productions that we ultimately got Fox, that we ultimately got Fast Food Nation.
A lot of the films that you guys are showing here are documentaries. As far as the 1,000 submissions you got, how many were actually feature-type films or fictional films that relate to human rights or children's advocacy or environment versus films that were actually documentaries?
You know, I think the majority is documentaries. I would say about 60%, but 40% is not. 40% is narratives and rockumentaries, which are still kind of documentaries. But the other 30% or 40%, I would say, are experimental and narratives and animated claymations. And I mean, these artivists get really creative. You know, some of them have George Bush in a skirt doing line dancing. I mean, you know, as an animated cartoon. I mean, you know, it gets really creative. But the majority is still documentary. But we're hoping to change that, because I think I think both are so crucial. It's important to see documentaries, to see real people in their own real voice, in their own faces telling stories. and real images, but it's also important to see like this creative expression of reality, because that's what art is. You know, unless it's nature creating its own art, but at least when it comes to human art, it's our own interpretation. And I think we need that beauty as well. So we're hoping that as the festival continues to grow, that one day it really becomes 50-50.
In the QA after Fast Food Nation specifically, the young actors said that they were glad to be a part of it just because they felt like it was important to tell a story that had these social implications. Like you had Wilmer Valderrama and Ashley Johnson are both really, you know, pretty young actors, and these were substantial roles for them to be playing, I guess, or more roles of substance, I guess, than what they had done in the past. So have you just noticed over the past couple of years a lot of films coming out that were more inclined to make social statements?
Honestly, I think it's a wave. I think they always come out, but it's not in record numbers. It's still very small. You know, that's why when people like, you know, for example, Michael Moore come out, Michael Moore's films have really begun to open that door so that more and more of these films are made, you know. I think it really comes in wave and in waves. And we've just had a long wave of Hollywood crap. You know, but that wasn't always the case. I mean, when you look at the original films back in the 1910, 1920, they had such social messages, political messages. They had such meaning, you know. And even the beautiful films like The Wizard of Oz, you know. I mean, even films like this that were so dreamy still had this message of hope. And I mean, it's just wonderful. But I think it comes in waves. And I think for a long time, we've just been stuck with a lot of, like I said, Hollywood garbage, you know? And because of Michael Moore, because of, you know, for example, Super Size Me, which we gave that film its LA premiere, you know, I think because of these films opening the door, more and more of these films will now be made that are both inspirational, you know, they're entertaining, but they're also educational. And I think that's what's missing. And I think we are beginning to see more and more of those films coming out now. People are beginning to crave them more because we can still have a good time and have a good laugh and still be able to have a, you know, be more socially aware and still make more positive choices. So what we have to make is making positive action more fun and rewarding and exciting. That's what I think filmmakers need to do with these films, as opposed to just showcasing this negativity. But you can't just leave people with negativity. You have to leave people with, this is how you can get involved. And if you miss that hook, I think people just get drained and you begin to see less of those movies being made and more of the other movies being made. So we just have to find the balance so that people see how engaging and entertaining and exciting these movies can be, while at the same time still being educational and inspirational. I think that's the key.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times film festivals such as this do get accused of being preaching to the choir, where the only audience they're going to get are the ones that already accept that message. Mm-hmm. And I think what you just mentioned, films that are Hollywood films that do take on these messages in more cloaked ways, mm-hmm. is a way to get it out.
I think so, absolutely. Absolutely, because we don't want to just preach to the converted. That's just stupid. No, we really need to reach out to middle America. And there's a way to reach out to everyone, because I think every human being can be inspired. Yeah. That's just part of our makeup. We can all be inspired. It's just how you inspire people. And smacking people over the head with reality will do it for... Actually, I think it wakens people up, but then it just kind of creates a wall of protection because it's so raw what you've awakened in them, like Fast Food Nation. Even though Fast Food Nation, I think, is more middle stream. You know, but we have had other films that really take it to a harder extreme. And I think at that point, you're really shocking people, which is important, but you need to still be able to bring back this other level of power for them. Because when people are shocked, they end up feeling powerless, and you don't want people to feel powerless.
One of the great things I think about the Artivist Festival is that it is quite far-ranging in the different subjects of the films.
Yeah.
So while some people are coming in and they are going to see films that they know about as far as the subject matter, mm-hmm. they're going to go into another theater and see a film that they knew nothing about.
Correct.
And that's what I've experienced here, seeing some of the films. It's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Can I put you on the spot and ask you what some of your favorite films are this weekend?
That's really hard to ask me because I don't want to... I think as the founder, you know, as the founder of the event, I don't want to... give the impression that one film is more important than the other. Because I really think they're equally impressive, and I think they, even if they're not of equal, quote-unquote, professional standards or equal creativity or equal whatever it is, you know, technical or not color-coded, whatever it is.
Money.
Yeah, or money.
More money.
Or budget. But I think at the core, they're all the same. At the core, it really is a filmmaker who grabs a camera and says, this needs to change. This needs to change. And I think that's the core of each and every one of these films. It's look at what's going on. And even and sometimes it's very much look at what's going on and we laugh about it. But think about it. The whole purpose of making these films is to ultimately create positive change. And I think on that level, they're all the same. They're really all, I mean, all 1,000 that were submitted, they're all the same in that sense. And that's powerful.
How did you choose Joaquin Phoenix, Daryl Hannah, and Matt McConaughey this year versus other artists who are also activists?
I think every year we just reach out to a lot of actors and artists that are artivists, that are, you know, definitely involved in various different movements. And ultimately it's just, you know, which honoree, which individual we decide as a board to honor and which honoree can be a part of the festival. So every year we just invite quite a few folks to really be a part of the event, and every year more and more people are getting involved.
How did you land here at the Egyptian?
Oh, we've always been here at the Egyptian. We love this facility. We drive them nuts, but we love them. But we love them. It's a great space, and we love the courtyard, and it's just a good home for artivists.
What's planned for the fourth annual?
Oh, that's really good you should say that. I do want to implement something with artivists that's missing. It's not missing. It's just there, but it's not there strong enough. It's how people, the moment they walk out of you just finished watching a film, whatever film, that deals with human rights, children's advocacy, animal rights, or environmental preservation. What can you do from the moment you get up and start walking out the door to change that issue? That's pretty incredible. Like, what can you do from the moment you walk out that door to change that issue? And that action is not a physical action, it's a mental action. What I'm talking about is the law of attraction. I don't know if you know what that is. And it's from the movie The Secret. I mean, it's not just from the movie The Secret. This is a law of that many, many people know of. But the law of attraction basically says that whatever you focus on, that's what becomes reality. So if you focus on war, you get war. All these anti-war movements have only created more war. All these anti-terrorism movements in America, we're anti-terrorism. That's why we have so much terrorism, because you can't be anti-anything and get rid of it. You have to be pro-something. So you can't be anti-war to end war. You have to be pro-peace. You can't be anti-Bush. Then we're always going to be stuck with Bush. You have to be pro his opponent. And there is a shift that happens in your mind when you understand the law of attraction. And that's what's missing from this festival. And that's what I'm going to be working on for the fourth year, somehow getting every single film at the beginning of the film and at the end of the film to really literally have a 20-minute conversation with the audience. Not about the film that you just watched. You already know what the film is about. You already know how horrible it is. Let's put that aside and let's work on the law of attraction and how you can literally, with your mind, change what you just saw. It's a very difficult thing for people to understand. It's very difficult to get people to understand that. And in 20 minutes, getting people to understand that is going to, but at least they have a glimpse of what it is that we're trying to create. Because I think that's what's missing from any kind of trying to do good in the world, is we're missing that shift, that the way we change things is by not giving attention to it. It's another discussion to have. But the more attention we actually give to these issues in a certain way, we just create more of these issues. We have to look at these issues and then create attention for the opposite of what we want, of what we're seeing on screen. And that's very difficult for people to understand. But that's the future of Artivist. I'd love to make it something like that, so that people come to the movies, they see a movie, and then afterwards, we literally work. We work for 20 minutes, we get up, we stretch, we do these mental exercises. I know it sounds bizarre, but that's the future of where this festival is going. It really has to be that when you walk out that door, you get it. This is how I begin to change it. And it's not through boycotting, it's really through the mind and how I think and how I talk and how I express myself.
we just saw this film, Spirit Riders.
Oh, yes.
And and I think that really kind of gets at the heart of what you're talking about, because rather than focus on the negative of the Native American experience in America, it focuses on what they're doing to turn it around.
And that's what you need to do.
And you see this and you want to go on a spirit ride.
Yeah, that's what you
need to do. You don't just feel sorry for Native American Indians.
No, you can't, because anything you feel sorry for just stays the same.
Yeah.
That's why I will not go to an anti-war movement. I will not go to an anti-war party. I don't talk bad about President Bush. I don't talk bad about any politician, because the more you talk bad about them, you actually create more of that in the world. So when people ask me about George Bush, I say no comment. I'd rather talk about the Dalai Lama. Let's talk about the teachings of Buddha. Let's talk about the real teachings of Muhammad. Let's talk about the real teachings of Jesus Christ. Let's talk about that. But I'm not going to talk about Bush. You can talk about him, but I won't. Because the more we talk about it, the more we create that in the world. We got to stop talking about Bush. Please stop talking about George Bush. Please stop talking about all these dictators that you hate. Please stop talking about them. Really, turn your backs on it. Whatever you turn your back on, it just disappears. You got to talk more about the things you want and less about the things you don't want. So that's what's missing from Artemis, and I can't wait to bring that to the festival next year.
These 4 days of the film festival are what we've seen from Artemis. What does Artemis do year-round? Are you guys involved?
Year-round, we're putting it up. I mean, I basically dedicate a good 10 months of my life to this. And the filmmaker and the producers dedicate a good 4 or 5 months.
So do you find it difficult when you're presented, I know just in the past couple of days, just being presented with different issues that are so important to so many different people. I know I'm kind of overwhelmed and going, wow, where am I going to be able to make a difference? How do you feel? And you see 1,000 films possibly, and you probably have people contacting you from different organizations. How do you manage all that for yourself? And not try to get involved in everything.
That's a really good, I think, honestly, meditation really helps with that. I really do, because I think I was there. I was exactly where you just said. I've been in that place of, I want to do everything. What do I do? What do I do? I want to do everything. And for me personally, I can only speak for myself personally. And for me personally, meditation really helped me tremendously, because it allowed me to close all the sounds and let me focus on what's dear for me. You know, for you, it might be saving the ancient trees. For him, it might be cleaning up the ocean. For him, it might be, you know, working with homeless teenagers and homeless kids, you know. For me, it might be finding a way to merge the two things that I love, which is global activism and art, artivist, merging those two things that I love. So I think ultimately, whatever you choose, it's great. And it doesn't matter at the end what you choose, as long as you choose something, you know. And the best way to find out what's right for you is just to turn inside and ask yourself, what do I really love? What do I really want? What's real for me? And you create that. And also, little by little, you can start doing little things. Like, they're not little things, but even things like, you know, volunteering at an organization. You know, taking all these different steps until you find out what exactly is real for you. What is your purpose? But that, sometimes you get it in a blink of an eye, and sometimes you need years. So just be patient.
Well, thank you very much. We really enjoyed spending time
with
you.
Thank you for having me.
And you have put on a fantastic festival, and we look forward to the future festivals.
Yes, well, I look forward to having you here for the rest of the festival. You'll be here for the awards, and you'll be here tonight, hopefully. So you're welcome to stay as long as you want. It's your home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, yes.